Hey everybody, this is Lisa Moore for the Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb on 97.2 FM. And this is our May show. Very soon, Helen and I are hoping that we are going to be back in the studio using all of the buttons and we're going to be able to play some music. But for now, we remain on our lovely Zoom and we've got a really exciting show for you today with a couple of Brighton-based businesses, one of whom is now going to be the Brighton Business Show partner. And that is the Friday Ad. And we're going to be talking to them later on in the show and finding out a little bit more about Friday Ad, which has been around for nearly coming up to 50 years now. Very interesting story behind that. So Helen, I didn't manage to join you last month. So you ran this solo. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, no, last month's show was really good. Some great guests on, but I'm really excited for this month's show. I've been super, super busy, as I'm sure you have as well. Lots and lots of things going on, exciting things opening up, new opportunities. The main thing that's hotting up for me at the moment is my TEDx event.
Yes. Which tell was us more.
Yes, it was postponed, obviously, due to COVID. Last October, it was meant to be happening. Now we're all set for August the 7th. It's TEDx Mosley and I'm the curator for the event. And I'm now at the stage where we've got the lineup. We've got our amazing speaker lineup and I am now onboarding the speakers and getting them ready to start shaping their talks. So really, really exciting part of the process, which of course I love.
Yeah.
What I do. So yeah, as well as lots of other things, that's kind of my main thing at the moment. What about you?
Yeah, I've just been ticking along, really. I've been doing a bit of studying, actually, self-development and self-studying. I've been sort of updating my coaching qualifications recently, which has been very interesting because I think when you're doing with, you know, coaching, you sort of have to look at yourself very much. But it's opened my eyes to a couple of things. And I think with the whole pandemic and how we've dealt with things over the last 12 months, it's been quite useful to take me back into that place of focus and creativity. So
yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's been interesting. And has it been good for you getting the children back to school?
I can't tell you how good it's been. Just from a headspace, time, productivity perspective. And also their happiness. They're so much happier now that they're back in routine, learning new things. My daughter just got voted eco rep, bless her. She's now all hot on recycling and sustainability, which is brilliant, really, really great. So yeah, they're loving being back at school and I'm loving actually getting work done, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it does make a difference, doesn't it? Definitely does. But then my eldest daughter is about to leave and she leaves school in about 3 weeks' time.
Oh my goodness.
Ready to go to sixth form college in September. So I'm now in the process of trying to find her a job.
Oh wow. The next stage, hey?
The next stage. The next stage. Anyway, let's move on. And talking about eco and sustainability, our first guest today is the lovely David Murdoch, who has a business called Revamped Lamps. So pretty eco-friendly, reusing, recycling and things like that. And there is a link with David and with Friday Ad, which is partly why we wanted to have him on the phone today. Now David, I know you're outside, so if there is some strange noises going on with this interview, it's probably just the wind down in Brighton, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. David, it's great to have you here today.
To be here.
Helen and I have had a look at your amazing lamps.
Oh my goodness.
We're both there to have one.
I want the vinyl one, the vinyl lamp, the vinyl hanging lamp.
Yeah, I've sold that one already, but I'm doing those made to order. I'll do mates rates for you, of course. Radio mates rates. yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's a new one I did for the Friday ad. When I got contacted by local Beth, she said she really liked the lamps, and I've basically been upcycling certain items from people using the Friday ad. Hence the sort of connection with them, which has been really great. But yeah, it's been good.
So tell us a little bit more about how this all came about, David, because it came about because actually you were struggling working in a shop in Brighton, and you recognised that there was something that was causing you to feel perhaps a bit under par.
Well, Yeah, it's so I'll try and be quick, but I speak fast, so here we go. Here's the full tale. So I was working in a chocolate shop at the time that had literally no lighting, and it was just, you know, it was just basically the lighting was bad. It was just a bit mind numbing, really. After sort of finishing the university, I was doing that, and I wasn't happy. And I sort of looked into, someone said, "Oh, what's the lighting like at work?" I said, "Well, it's all kind of like red walls, and it's just this dim lighting." It sort of affected your mood. So I looked into lighting, and you know how it does affect, you know, people's moods. And then I sort of got a bit fixated on that. I was like, "Oh, what can I do?" And I've been in various bands and stuff before, and so I was sort of quite creative, and I wasn't really doing music at the time. So I was like, "What can I do? What hobby can I do?" And then I just sort of started. I don't know, I just sort of think, "Oh, I'm going to make a lamp." And I was like, "I don't want to make your bog standard lamp." And I had an old radio in the attic, sort of is a 1970s Bush radio. So cool. I taught myself how to sort of wire everything up through sort of YouTube videos and such, and then bought a load of tools, and then it kind of just went from there, really. And then over the last sort of the years after, I'd, you know, made a few for friends and friends and friends, and just randoms along the way. And then sort of last year I got made redundant. I was working in events and production, and I was just like, I didn't really know what to do. I didn't want to do a job from home where I'm doing track and trace. So then I actually got a job on a building site in London, and then I was just labouring, sweeping floors, and I was like, it's a good place to think, actually. It's good to be like, well, what's the next step? So from that, I thought, right, I'm going to give this lamps a good go. So I started designing the website through my actual professional life as well. I managed to get an apprenticeship plumbing separate to this. Just it's a good place to sort of reset. So I thought, right, I'm going to build the website, start making more lamps, see where we go. And then through Instagram, I've just kind of progressively, you know, steadily sold for the last several months since I've kind of took it a bit more seriously, really. So like, the content I put out, I make sure that it's always good pictures, and you know, they look good, and just kind of believe in the product and working out how I can push things forward and using different items. And what I like about it is the items I use, people don't really want anymore. People, you know, it's old radios and old telephones and stuff that aren't used. So I look, you know, I always love thinking about who owned this telephone, what tales it could tell, what boring tales and exciting tales and gossip we could tell. And essentially, just stick bulbs in it, and I think, and it looks great. I think anyway.
Yeah,
and I've had a great
does.
Response with it.
Yeah, really does. They look. It's got a very.
Thank you.
They all have a distinct look about them, which I love. So where do you find the things that people don't want anymore?
It's various places. It'll be stuff like, yeah, Friday Ad, Gumtree, eBay, old vintage shops, antique shops, charity shops. People just, you know, sometimes people will contact me because I do a bespoke service. So someone will say, I had a gentleman who had an old police interview radio, but he wanted something different. So I wired up some LEDs, some red LEDs in the tape deck, and then some bulbs on top. And, you know, so I offer a bespoke service, so sometimes people will just contact me. I had a gentleman as well who had a 21st birthday Magnum champagne bottle, which I turned into a lamp the other day. And it's just, it's really fun. People sort of contacting me with their own items as well as the ones I have. And, or just sometimes they say, you know, what can you do for me? What's a bit different? And that I really enjoy doing that as well. So each piece is unique in its own way. You know, there's a disclaimer on each item on the site. There's scratches, there's bumps, there's, you know, this isn't a perfect piece. It's kind of unique in its own way. You know, it does have the character to it, which I think, you know, it mixes the old with the new, I believe.
Yeah, and it's lovely, isn't it? It's almost like you can create the story that goes behind the piece.
Yeah.
So you could write a story behind each particular, you know, phone. You could, you know, say this was owned by Sherlock Holmes in Baker Street or something like that, you know, and it can really create that story behind each of the pieces. I noticed on the website there was, you know, there's lots of radios, there's cameras, vinyls, as Helen was talking about earlier. What you know, can you make a lamp out of anything?
Well, as long as it doesn't perish, like, you know, perish away. I mean, yeah, it's essentially, yeah. It's just, I'd enjoy any challenge, really. I think you wouldn't want to do it out of everything and everything. Like, sometimes, you know, I get sort of ones that just, you know, not good, just a bit boring, really, that I've seen. But yeah, the wackier, the better, really. Like I said, when people have different items they bring to me, it's more fun, and I always try to think of things I can do that's just, you know, just a bit different, really. I can work on a roller skate one at the moment for a customer, and just again they found it in their attic and they just said, oh, can you make this for me? And yeah, so it's just essentially yes.
Cool.
And how are you kind of, so is this something that you're doing more full-time now, David?
No, so I'm doing an apprenticeship at the moment. So I'm doing a plumbing apprenticeship. It's funny, people are like, oh, you're doing plumbing, but you make lamps. But, you know, I tried to get an electronics course, but it was full last year. Because, again, I was on this building site in London, sort of sweeping floors. And then I just got chatting to different companies and plumbing companies. And I wanted to move back to Brighton, and then I had the space on the course. And I thought, right, this is the cosmos saying, you're going to become a plumber. And then, yeah, in the spare time, I make lamps as well. So it's I just do it both, really.
And how are you getting the word out at the moment? Are you finding it's word of mouth a lot of the time now?
It's mainly Instagram that I've been doing. It's kind of, I launched the website this week and sort of get my head around all the SEO, Google analytics and stuff. And then, you know, I've just got business cards printed, which I'll be going out to knocking on doors in Brighton shops, and just seeing, you know, seeing where we go, really, and seeing, hopefully, you know, I said I'd love to stock in Brighton, you know, as a base. And I think, you know, I've been here for 10 years now. I do regard it as my home. And it'd be an honour to sort of sell, you know, stuff I've created, you know, when people come to visit. And you know, seeing the shops, I think it would look cool in the shops, and it'd be great.
Definitely. I can think of quite a few shops that look awesome in. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And actually, you know, it would, you know, looking at this, do you have a vision to get into the sort of the commercial world? So actually perhaps working with restaurants or cafes or that type, or are you looking at end user, just selling to, you know, people? Or are you not there yet?
Well, eventually, you know, I'm good to go. If the order comes in, I'm good to go. It's, you know, any restaurants, whatever, you know, bars, I'm good to go with that. The next step of what I'm working on at the moment is I'm going to create some signs. So I work with a couple of artists. I'm going to be creating signs using old frames. So I bought some, you know, just again, old frames from shops. Mm. And I'll be using sort of like funfair lights and reclaimed wood. And again, getting local artists to create, again, bespoke signs for people and separate ones, which I'll do as well, which will look great in bars, I believe, great anywhere. But yeah, in terms of commercial, I'm 100%, that'd be great. And I hope to do that within a year.
Awesome. And tell us about your relationship with Friday Ad. You mentioned it at the beginning in terms of how has that worked for you.
So it's great. I had a lady called Beth who kind of, I've heard of it before, and I've used it a couple of times, and the lady Beth said, oh, you know, she was really fan, big fan of lamps, and said, oh, we should set up an online store. So I've just set up the store recently, and it's great. It's kind of it's very community. It feels like a very good community vibe, you know. So a lot of times people said, oh, you can have this for free, and when I've gone around and got stuff from people, it's you know, everyone's been lovely, and the service is, it's really easy to use. I like it.
Awesome. How do you use it, David? In terms
so
of
I've got say again.
What interface do you use?
So I've set up a business shop on there. So mm-hmm. as well as a website, I sell on there as well. And I also use it obviously as a customer buying products from items from people. So both sides of the coin, really. It's business owner, it's good to have another feather in the cap of and have something that does have a bit of a local feel to it. Mm.
That's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it sounds like you've actually had quite a lot of support from Friday. They've really sort of helped you with setting the business up and getting yourself out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great when they contacted me to say, oh, we'd like you to make certain pieces. So again, I've not really done the vinyl launch before, and that's just what I literally just came across it and saw, oh, some guy's getting rid of some vinyl. Like, what can I do with this? That's the one I created where it was self-standing and awesome. People could hang it as well. A two-in-one, as it were. I got a drum off somewhere, which I'm using some reclaimed steel pipe. And then I'm basically going to be crimping it and create my first floor lamp. Which I'm excited by.
Yeah. So David, where has this creative streak come? Have you always had this creative streak inside you? You mentioned you went to university and then you went in a chocolate shop. So where has this creativity come from?
I don't really. I mean, I've been in bands before. Like I said, I like the creative arts. I can't draw. I'm terrible at drawing. I think I've got a good eye for things.
Yeah.
I like to think I've got a good eye for things. You know, I love sort of, years come by, home decor. I think, again, whether it's something being small, something being, nice, something being dingy at uni, especially. And it's, lighting really, and the way that you create your room is yours, so whether you're a teenager, you put your posters up, you put everything, so you want to make your own space, so when you're most of the time you're at home. So I think kind of I've always liked where I've lived, creating an atmosphere that's nice and that you can make your own, really. But yeah, creatively, I never did. I did art at school and stuff. But I just kind of, I don't know. I just picked it up.
And it's part of who you. It sounds like it's very much part of who you are. And are you always going out and looking around and coming up with ideas and seeing things and think, that would be good.
Yeah, I love learning. I think I think education. You're never too old to be educated. I said I come from a production events background, worked in music venues for the best part of 10 years as well, and then stopped that with the COVID pandemic, and I'm kind of very much like what's next, so hence going to college, doing the plumbing course, and then with creating the signs, I'm now looking into woodwork, so I'm just going to be teaching myself how to create just basic frames and signs, and then down the line, I'll be learning what else can I do with the woodworking to create more. I think it's constant education of oneself. I love it. I love just learning new things and creating stuff. And yeah, it doesn't always look great. It's not like I put my hand to woodwork and I'm going to, build a house. It's kind of, I just enjoy it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think pushing yourself, creatively pushing yourself, I think is super important. So the stuff you've seen online at the moment, I'm always thinking, what's the next step? What's the next step after that? Keeping in my lane, but also I think pushing myself and being my own worst critic and just thinking, if it's just pushing the envelope, really. Just I want to keep things rolling, keep things exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting listening to you talking. It's obvious that you really do love what you do. So, as a business owner that you haven't been doing this for very long, what would your advice be to somebody listening who is thinking, I love doing this and I want to turn it into a business, but I don't know how, what would your advice or what would you say to them to do?
Buy a pen, buy paper, make a list. I'm a big believer in lists. You know, you don't get anywhere with I bought a massive whiteboard in my room. You know, I'm dyslexic and I've got ADHD, so it's the most annoying for organization. It's frustrating. However, that being said, I make lists and it's absolutely great. You have targets, setting yourself targets, also realistic targets. You know, so if you say it's a creative business, right? What do you create? It could be anything. You know, chairs, just make that first chair. What can you do to make it better? What can you do to improve it? If it's good enough, great, make the next one. Make sure what you're doing, your craft is good and you're constantly getting better. But I think fundamentally, if you want to start anything really, just have a pen and paper, lists, target goals, achievable, you know, do what can I achieve in a day? What can I achieve in a week? What can I achieve in a month? And then try and just, and then see where you're at. And then just quantify it and just go, well, I've done this or I've not achieved this, but you know, it just gives you an idea of things. That's what I say.
I think that's really great advice. And it's very simple advice as well, and not make it too complicated, because I'm sure Helen will agree.
I'm a very simple man, Lise.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think, you know, just start with something, you know, because I think a lot of the time people have ideas.
We can all agree, man.
Sorry?
So we can all agree David is a simple man.
Okay. So, so David, how can people want to find out more about you and they want to buy your products, they want to get in touch with you, where's the best place for them to find you?
Okay, so on Instagram, it's Revamped Lamps, and on the website just launched, it's revampedlamps.co.uk. So it's all on there, it's on Facebook, Twitter. I'm based in Brighton. And hopefully, you know, I'd like to be stocking in stores in Brighton in the near future.
Awesome.
Fantastic. David, it's been really, really lovely talking to you. Thank you so much. And
thank you so much, ladies. Thank you.
Very much looking forward to having one of your lamps in my house.
Me too.
Yep. Just drop me an email, I'll sort you out.
All right. Thanks ever so
thank
much.
You. Thank you so much. I'll see you later. Take care. Thank
see you. Later. Take care. So this is Helen Packham and Lisa Moore for Brighton's Radio Reverb Brighton Business Show 97.2 FM in partnership with our new partners, Friday Ad and the Friday Media Group. We're going to move on to interview Joe Kidger, who is the managing director of the Friday Media Group. And we're really excited to have you here with us today, Joe. And thank you for being our partners at the Brighton Business Show.
Yep, thank you for having us, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
So there's a story behind Friday. Now, Friday, for me, has always been around. It's always been there. It's always been there to pick up in the newsagents, or it's come through the door with a paper. When I've needed something, I would go to the Friday Ad. If I needed to sell something, it would be the Friday Ad. It's just been part of my life, living in Sussex all my life. But tell us the story of how it started.
Thank you, Lisa. I mean, that's a kind of similar feedback that we get from a lot of people, is that it's just a brand that's always been around. Particularly locally, we formed in Uckfield, Sussex, back in 1975. The idea came about from my mum and dad. So at the time, they were young, looking to buy their first car. And there wasn't really a means of doing that locally. I think there was kind of more kind of regional, national type publications like Loot, but nothing that was really community-based and really local to where they lived. So my dad at the time, his dad, had a little local printing business in Uckfield High Street called Uckfield Press. So he had the ability to kind of print leaflets and flyers and business cards. It's just a small business, but he had that ability to print. So they came up with this concept of basically producing this local magazine for buying and selling and bringing the community together to advertise local businesses and that sort of thing. So it started really just as a four-page leaflet, which my mum and dad printed at my granddad's place. My mum, she was the kind of extrovert one, so she used to go around knocking on people's doors, putting it through their letterboxes, and it just started like that, really. They got a few adverts in, put it out, and then very quickly it started expanding quite quickly across Sussex. So it went from being the Upfield edition to then having a Seaford edition, to then having an Eastbourne edition. And essentially, over the course of kind of 5 years, from 1975 into the early 80s, we launched pretty much one or two editions every year. So we got to a stage where we had a Friday ad publication in pretty much every town in Sussex, Upfield being the first one. And yeah, it was a place where people could sell stuff, or businesses could advertise their services. It just became very, very popular quite quickly.
And obviously
I don't know if you want the whole story in terms of where it went from there, but it went from being, you know, a small business to being quite a powerful regional publisher. So over the course of the 80s, we started printing more and more publications. We then moved from Upfield to Sayers Common to be able to expand our reach. So we bought the premises in Sayers Common, which enabled us to basically print more publications. And at that stage, we started expanding outside of Sussex. So at our height, we published 70 different publications, all the way up as far north as places like Sheffield and Manchester and Leeds. And then the internet came along in 1998, and competitors like eBay and Gumtree and others started launching, and we realized that we basically had to get our act together online. So we launched Friday Ad Online, and started kind of pulling some of the printed publications back. So we basically focused our printed publications on the southeast, Sussex, Surrey, Kent, and then focused elsewhere on growing online. So we did that pretty successfully. As well as Friday, we launched into kind of a number of niche markets. So Friday is kind of your generalist marketplace for buying and selling cars, jobs, services, whatever you like. And then we have a number of kind of niche marketplaces online. So for example, Horsemart, which is a marketplace for buying and selling horses. We've got Caravans for Sale, which is the same for buying and selling caravans. We've got Dogs and Puppies, which is for buying and selling dogs. We've got about 10 different niche portals, which essentially do the same thing as Friday Ad. And now Friday Ad at the moment is very much focused. We're almost going back to our roots. So because the online marketplace in terms of jobs and property and all that is so competitive, we feel that there's a real opportunity at the moment for an online business to focus on local services. And, you know, there's not really one place at the moment where you can go and if you want to find a music tutor or a dog walker or a builder or a gardener, there's lots of different places you can go. You can go to, Checkatrade, you can go to Gumtree, you can go to Facebook. But we want to become the home of local services. And we already provide a platform where people can do that, but we're going to put a lot of effort and development into enhancing that further. So we essentially become the home of local services. That's what we're aiming to do over the next year or so. So supporting local businesses like David is exactly the sort of thing we want to do. But it's not just about having a platform. So we'll be providing those sorts of businesses opportunity to kind of have a profile, have a shop, have reach, but then also provide them tools to help them run their businesses. So things like invoicing tools, support to help them on their social media, support in terms of driving traffic to their websites, email marketing, that sort of thing. So it's almost like an all-encompassed product to help businesses, particularly small businesses, grow.
I think that's just talking to Lisa about, you know, how I've really since lockdown very much, I was very much a supporter of local business before, but in lockdown, everything that I need, I'm looking for local businesses to support that, to kind of re-inject them. And also there's been a lot of new businesses launching in lockdown because people are switching, pivoting, changing jobs, starting something new, see, working from home. So to have that support, not only in a platform, but also as a resource, a toolkit to help them actually learn the things they need to know to get themselves out there, to market themselves, to run a business?
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the biggest things small businesses struggle with, because you know, a lot of people can create a website and you can go to, you know, you can go to Wix or, you know, ask a friend to knock you one up. But it's then, how do you market it? How do you get traffic to that website? How do you, you know, once you get customers, how do you invoice them in a professional way? How do you answer your leads properly? How do you create leads? And all that sort of stuff. I think, you know, someone who just wants to focus on doing gardening, they don't really need to worry about how they're going to invoice their customers or how they're going to drive traffic to the websites. And yeah, our job is to try and kind of package that up and make it as easy as possible so that they can do it in one place.
Mm.
And we're not there yet. You know, we at the moment, we've got the marketplace. We've got the ability for them to create profiles, create shops. And over the course of the next 6 months, we're going to be launching a series of tools which basically bring all those other elements in. And at an entry level, any business can basically advertise or create a profile on Friday Ad for free. So there's no kind of barriers to entry. We want to become the home of local services where every local business can advertise. And then, offer them additional tools and services on top of that.
Yeah, offer them that different support. And it is definitely going back to your roots, isn't it? About that sense of community. And I think at the moment, as Helen was saying about using local businesses, it's like, where do I go? Because, you know, there's Facebook and there's this, and then there's, you know, a poster up on the lamppost down the road for a garden or something. But to be able to have that one hub where you could go to be able to find that person is going to be really helpful to people.
Yeah, we believe there's an opportunity there. There's lots of people doing it, but I don't think there's anybody particularly doing it for the types of businesses we're talking about.
Mm.
So we're talking about people like David, those kind of one man bands. Not talking about bigger local businesses, because a lot of them will, you know, they have staff and they know how to do that anyway. So I think, yeah, there is an opportunity. And I think we do have that, you mentioned earlier, Lisa, we've got that kind of strong brand affinity, particularly around here. I think a lot of people feel like Friday Ad is almost part of their family.
Yeah.
You know, used to see it on their coffee table, so on and so forth. But I think, our kind of goal is to transfer that online and to bring Friday Ad back as your kind of community tool, friend.
And it's
where you can find services.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's continuing to evolve, isn't it? You now have an app.
Yep. So we launched an app last year now. And at the moment, that app is purely kind of, it's a buy and sell app. So if you want to sell your car or advertise a sofa or anything like that, it's very, very easy to do that in a matter of seconds, a minute. You can basically take a photo, tap in a bit of text and upload it, and it will go on the app, and it will also go on the Friday Ad website. So it's worth trying that. We're going to be expanding that out across all the other categories as well. So you will be able to upload your service onto it, all that sort of stuff. So the app has definitely been a real success, and if you do download it, it's super easy to use, super friendly. So I encourage you to do that.
Absolutely. I'm just about to move house, so
where are you going to?
It's still in the local area, but I need to sell a lot of stuff, so I will definitely be utilizing that.
And actually, talking about things selling, you know, you do get to know your buyers and your sellers that come through the publications. And there's something about a NASA spacesuit.
That
sounds fascinating.
I don't know the exact story behind that one, but I think we get a lot of very unusual items listed over the years. And there's often kind of a story behind them. So, yeah, I do remember there was a NASA space suit listed, and we contacted the person selling it for a bit of the story about where they got it from. I couldn't tell you the story, to be honest, a couple of years back. But there's all sorts of things like that. So, you know, everything from pets that get rehomed or cars that have been owned by famous people, that sort of thing we've had over the years.
Yeah.
But yeah, the NASA space suit was an unusual one.
Yeah. That sounds very interesting. So the last 12 months with, you know, where we've been, I don't even want to say the word anymore. I think we've all had enough of that word. That must have been challenging for Friday Ad. But in some ways, a lot of people were doing a lot of things to their homes and they were changing things. So how did you guys cope with the pandemic and what changed? And has it sort of given you a vision? I mean, obviously, I know we've been talking about, you know, services and where you want to go now, but did it really change how you saw the business?
Yeah, it did hugely. I mean, firstly, from kind of our own staff point of view, we obviously all very quickly went remote, and we were in the process of moving from our old headquarters in Sayers Common into the centre of Brighton. So, and one of the challenges of doing that initially was that a lot of our staff were kind of, well, not a lot of our staff, but a percentage of our staff were worried about the move and having to go a bit further into town. And some people were very happy because they already lived in Brighton, but the fact that we were able to work remotely has made that move, or will make that move, a lot easier, because now we'll be allowing anyone who wants to work from home and have a much more flexible approach to working. So that's quite exciting for us. Over the next 4 weeks, actually, we're going to be moving right into the middle of town. On the seafront, there's an old pub on the end of East Street, which we've converted into our new HQ.
Wow. What was that? That used to be called that one that's been stood empty for quite some time.
Yeah, it's been empty for about 10 years. It used to be called the Mariners, and it had a club underneath. Yes. Called Alley Cats.
Yes. Oh, awesome.
That's going to be ready, well, in about 4 weeks, hopefully. If you go there at the moment, it doesn't look like it's going to be ready in 4 weeks, but I'm told by the builders it will be. So that's been a really kind of exciting change. But going back to the business, yeah, it has been challenging. We're fortunate in the fact that Friday Media Group, which is kind of the parent company within the business, we've got quite a wide, diverse portfolio of businesses. So although some businesses were hit hard, like our jobs and recruitment sector was hit really hard because all that advertising stopped, other areas have really basically flown. So on balance, we've actually had a better year than we have done previously for the last 5 years, so it's been good. And it's given us the opportunity to, I guess, really focus on the areas where we feel there's growth. So with going back to Friday Ad, in the early stages of the pandemic, we did some things like we launched a coronavirus support section, where we basically created a category which allowed people to kind of volunteer their services to help other people within their communities. So, you know,
brilliant.
For people that needed shopping, picking up for them, gardening done, whatever it might be. So people that are isolating at home, we got quite a lot of traction on that, and we had several hundred ads placed in the first few weeks. And then as the year developed, yeah, we decided on this pivot, which was taking Friday Ad from being this kind of generalist place where you can buy and sell cars, to advertise jobs, to find a property, to being a bit more focused on what it used to be about, so that kind of services community element. We still will be a place where you can advertise anything, but we want to become known as the home of local services. And that will be our kind of mantra for the next 12 months, really, is going after that.
Yeah, I mean, that COVID support, that sounds amazing. And we've seen a lot of that, haven't we, over the last 12 months, where people have volunteered. And do you think that you will keep that area? Maybe rename it, but do you think?
Yeah, probably rename it, because I think everyone's getting fed up of listening to the word coronavirus. we're not really pushing that hard anymore, because I think after the first few months, it kind of started kind of dying off a little bit. But it reminded us of how important the community is, and how important the term local is. Everybody who uses the Friday Ad knows thinks we're a small local business. They don't realise that we've got publications all around the country. So I think that's a stroke, is that we are known as local, and we are seen as kind of a family business.
Yeah, very much. You know, just from the people I speak to, the people now we're re-emerging into Brighton, and the people that I'm meeting up with, the community is so important for everybody supporting local businesses. You know, wherever they are in Brighton, would be it online or actual, you know, brick and mortar businesses that we have that are reopening again. It's so important
to everybody to have that sense of community so that they can reconnect with each other and support each other. I'm certainly getting, I get that from everywhere I, everybody I speak to and everywhere I go in Brighton, which is really great. And I think Brighton just has that kind of vibe about it anyway.
Yeah, I think it is quite unique, Bryson. Mm. We've been basing ourselves down in the lanes for the last couple of months. We've got a temporary office down there and there's so many small little businesses about and, you know, lots of word of mouth and stuff like that. So I guess it's trying to transfer that that small business mentality, that word of mouth, that friendly approach to kind of an online type thing. And you get it on, you know, you get it on places like Facebook with you know, buy and sell groups where people, you know, just post something to advertise. And we want to create a similar thing with services. And there's no way really doing that well. So. Yeah, small businesses, services, whatever it might be, we think we can help.
Yeah. So do you have plans for that in terms of what that could look like? I know you said you're not done yet. There's more.
I guess with online, your products are always developing. We're always adding new features. We're always. It's not like a publication where there's not much you can do to it really. Mm. So yeah, we do have plans. In the first instance, we're basically relaunching the platform which Friday Ads on. And we're going to be, in very simple terms, allowing businesses to create their profile much more easily, to create a better profile. So it's almost like a mini website. So much like you can go onto Facebook and create your own personal profile. You better go on Friday and create your business profile. Then off the back of that, we will allow a customer to spin off a website quite easily. It's almost like a templated website. So we use the information they've uploaded into their profile to offer them a website. And then alongside that, they'll have a number of tools within their kind of account management area to enable them to do certain things like send an invoice or manage their leads or create a banner advert. Or there's all sorts of things you could do. But at the moment, most businesses would probably use multiple tools to do that. Some people might just do their invoices via a Word document and Excel or email or whatever. So we're just trying to make as much of that as simple as possible and as easy as possible and all in one place.
Yeah, and that's really useful for especially new businesses who, you know, they want to focus on their business. They don't want to have to focus on that, all of that other stuff. And I remember when I first started my business years ago, it's like, I don't want to think about marketing. I don't want to think about...
Well, it's things like, you know, how do you set up? You know, when you go to Google and you see... The businesses that list, how do you set up a profile on Google? How do you, if you want to do some paid advertising on Google, how do you do that? If you want to do some paid social on Instagram or Facebook. Most people who are a gardener, they don't necessarily want to become an expert in online marketing as well.
They want to be in their business,
don't they? So we can help simplify all that and basically do a lot of that for them. And on a local basis as well, people don't want to be spending, if you're a small business just getting started, you don't have a big budget of hundreds of pounds a month to spend on all that. So we're going to be a very affordable option and free in the first instance for if they just want to have a profile. Mm. So, yes, it's, you can do it now. Anyone who wants to can go and create any little business like David. You can go on to Friday Ad, you can create a profile for free. And it's important to get your business out to as many places as possible. So if I was someone like David, I wouldn't just be advertising on Friday, I'd be advertising on, like he is, on Instagram or Facebook, or get your business out there in as many places as possible.
Yeah. But I'm in partnership with us here at the Brighton Business Show. It'd be really lovely for Helen and I to be able to, you know, showcase some of the businesses that you're helping or you've already helped to grow and establish. It'll be really nice to have them. And
yeah, we're definitely, hopefully moving forward every month, we'll bring on another business and try and show the different variety of businesses that we're supporting. Yeah. And some of them will be, you know, just a single person doing dog walking, and others might be a more significant building business or something like that.
Yeah, because the great thing about this show is that, you know, the people that listen to this show are the people that are going to need those sorts of services. But also on the other hand, it's the people that listen to the show and come on the show are those small businesses, are the one-man bands. So it's going to, you know, help both ways in terms of really giving a platform to those people, but also letting our listeners know about the great stuff that's happening on Friday Ad and how they can go to that place to get what they want, to support local services as well as the business themselves, making the most of the opportunities that you have to provide. Because it's more than just buying and selling, and it's really great to hear how much more there is for people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it's still very much a family business, Joe, isn't it? Because your brother, you know, you and your brother.
Yeah, so my dad was involved up until a few years ago, but now essentially me and my brother Sam and my sister Kate, and I've got another couple of sisters who are a bit younger who are also involved in business. So we've got a fairly big family. There's four brothers and three sisters. So
wow.
I think there's about half of us involved in the business still, which is great. We're quite diverse in terms of our skill set. So Sam's probably a little bit more extrovert and salesy, and he probably should have been doing this radio show. But I got asked to do it. I'm more kind of focused on the marketing and driving traffic side, and then Kate, my sister, she's based over. We've got an office in Barcelona. She got the good job over there.
Yeah, good
girl. So she looks after some of our product development. Product development is kind of some of the website development type stuff. So
yeah,
it's definitely family business still.
And is there any? I mean, talking about your sister being in Barcelona, is there any plans to take the business outside of the UK?
Well, so I kind of touched upon it earlier. Really, Friday Ad was our kind of mother brand, and that was what it started with. But now we cover a much wider area. So we've essentially got four divisions. We got an office up in Preston where we run all of our recruitment businesses. So we got websites like Aviation Job Search, In Automotive Jobs, which are kind of I guess they're, have you heard of Indeed?
Yeah.
Like an Indeed type model, but focused on niches. So Aviation Job Search is one of our biggest businesses, was one of our biggest businesses until coronavirus came along. That's like a global player in aviation jobs. So if you're a pilot or a cabin crew and you're looking for a new job, then you'd know about Aviation Job Search. And we operate that business out of Preston. It's kind of self-sufficient. We've got a managing director up there with about 20 staff. We then got we've got a couple of garden centres. Sounds a bit obscure. So we've got a garden centre over in Skeins Hill called Upcountry. And one over
Stonecross. I know, it's just down the road from where I live.
So that was one of my dad's retirement projects. He thought he was going to step away from Friday Media Group, and create this little nursery.
It's fabulous. I go there actually, and I tend to go there than the bigger one often. Because it's really friendly and helpful.
Yeah, it kind of fits with our overall mentality, really, which is about local. So even that is, you know, we source all of our products locally. It's not a typical. I won't name any names, so we don't upset any of our competitors. But it's not a typical. Big brand garden centre where you just go in and everything's as you'd expect. Everything does feel a little bit more local. Even the food that we serve in the cafe is all sourced locally. So we got that, and then and we're looking to expand that as well. And then we've got our marketplaces division, which is kind of my primary focus. So within that, you've got Friday Ad and all of our other classified brands, so like HorseSmart, HorseClicks, Caravans for Sale, Dogs and Puppies, White Bay, which is a website like Friday on the Isle of Wight. And then we've got, so that's marketplaces. And then we've got a division called, our web services division. So within that, we basically provide websites and dealer management tools for various marketplaces. So we've got, we do websites for car dealers, for caravan dealers, for horse box dealers, kind of on a similar sort of basis to what I was talking about with what we do want to do for services.
So a very, very diverse and interesting organisation, Joe.
Yeah, but essentially it's all of our businesses are about connecting people, either connecting kind of buyers and sellers.
And communities, isn't it? It's about building.
Yeah, so HorseSmart is similar to Friday, really. It's a community for horse lovers where businesses within equine can advertise their services, or people looking for a horse can find a horse. So that's always what we're about, is you're connecting local people, buyers and sellers, businesses within those markets.
So I asked David earlier, what would his advice be to somebody that is looking to start their business? So, you know, what would be your one piece of advice for somebody that's starting their business?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, like he said, really, you just want to try stuff. And if you don't try, you don't succeed. So don't be afraid to try anything new. And I think, you know, to be successful, ultimately, it's about getting your business out there and making people aware of it. So, you know, obviously, you need to put that business in front of as many people as possible. So get it on places like Friday Ad, get it on social media channels, get people spreading word of mouth. I think word of mouth is really, really important, because if you can get good customer testimonials and people who've had success stories and get them to tell other people about it, then that's a good way to grow. I don't really know exactly, but I'd say just try.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then try something else.
Yeah, great advice. And Helen, have you got anything else to add?
I just really loved hearing the story of your business. Obviously, being in Brighton a long time, I've lived here since I was 21. It was always, in terms of a physical brochure, very much part of my life and what I saw. And I guess in recent years, because of the other ways that you can find things, my eyes kind of gone off the Friday Ad ball a little bit, but it's really good to bring it back into focus, see how it's evolved. Great to hear that there's an app. Fantastic to hear that there's all these fantastic resources that are going to help small business owners. And the fact that the focus is on making it the home of local services is just brilliant, very much aligned with certainly my ethos. And I know a lot of other people within the community and beyond, wherever it reaches. So it's really, really great to hear what you're doing. And I'm excited that we're partnering with you on the Brighton Business Show.
Yeah, it's been really great having you here, Joe. Thank you so much for sharing everything about the Friday Ad and what a diverse organisation in the company. Good luck with the move into the new offices in the next few weeks.
Thank you very much. You have to come down and check out the old club that you used to go to.
Yeah, please.
Helen will be wanting to get her vinyl out to do some DJing if the old club is still in there.
Well, you probably won't recognise it from what it used to look like.
Oh,
excellent. Well, it's been fantastic having you on here, and we're really looking forward to the partnership with the Brighton Business Show. So I have been Lisa Moore for the Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. So I'm going to sign off and say goodbye, and I'm sure Helen will want to do the same now.
Yeah, goodbye everyone. We look forward to seeing you next month.
If you would like to be featured on the Brighton Business Show with Helen Packham and Lisa Moore, please do get in touch with Radio Reverb, either via our Facebook page. We have our own Brighton Business Show Facebook page where you can message us directly, tell us a little bit about your business and tell us what you would like to share with our listeners, or log on to our website, radioreverb.co.uk, and you will be able to download a form and tell us a bit more about your business and what you do. We love to feature interesting, diverse, eco-friendly, all sorts of different businesses in the Brighton area and the Brighton city. So please do get in touch with Helen or myself, as we would love to feature you on the show. The show comes out on the third Sunday of the month and is available to download as a podcast or to listen again on the website. So do get in touch. We would love to talk to you and understand about your business and share with our listeners why Brighton is the city to be in. We look forward to hearing from you, and we look forward to speaking to you next month on Brighton Business Show, 97.2 FM, Radio Reverb.